Conrad Wirth is a teacher by day, but when he plays his country folk music for fans in Austin and elsewhere, he goes by the name Possessed by Paul James. Conrad Wirth's been making music professionally since 2006 and is often what amounts to a one-man band, playing banjo, fiddle, and guitar, stomping his foot for percussion, and singing.
Well, sometime in the morning, oh, when the sun come up, well, I know what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna grab my coffee cup.
But he's not filling up a room with his one-man band. Conrad Wirth teaches disabled children in elementary school outside of Austin. He's father to two young children of his own, all of which influence the songs on his new album. It's called There Will Be Nights When I'm Lonely. Conrad Wirth, also known as Possessed by Paul James, stopped by our studio. Very nice. There, and I didn't realize before, we should explain, you've got what I'd call a stomping board.
Just a piece of plywood, just to get some resonance, just for kicks and giggles.
Is there a story behind this song?
Well, it's when we recorded Son Muriendo, sometimes we record with just, hey, press record. So what you really heard just now isn't verbatim of what the recording of the song is. I think it's partly how we approach the music. In the recording studio, it's a great way to present something. But in a live show, in an interaction with you, Scott, for example, whatever's going to come is going to come. Mm. And for me, that's the purest pleasure of playing music. It's almost a conversation with a listener and a musician. So the story behind that song really is just working as hard as you possibly can, Monday through Friday, 60-hour weeks, and finding a release in a song.
Yeah. And when all is said and done, we're all muriendo, aren't we?
Sí, igualmente.
I want to get to the an explanation for your name. But seeing you in person...
Yes, sir.
I think I understand it better. I'm being absolutely respectful.
By all means.
So when you sing, are you possessed by Paul James?
Well, the story is meant to be sincere. Paul was the name of my grandfather, Paul Wirth. And James is the middle name of my father who is living. He's down in Southwest Florida right now. Melvin James Wirth is his name. The way we've always found music coming through is in that manner, which you just kind of saw. It's not meant to be pretentious or pushed. It's simply meant to express the power of music. And sometimes the power of music takes over completely.
Yeah.
And as a school teacher, it's also a nice way to keep your professional career and your musical hobby, if you will, in two different areas. Yeah.
Have your students seen you perform?
My students have seen me perform in the context of being the school teacher in the classroom setting. They know we use music as a teaching tool, but I try to keep those things very separate because the goal is to always really engage children and to have families trust in what your intent is, and that's to drive and push and love and care and inspire students.
Actually, I bet you're a great teacher.
I like to think I am. I really sincerely enjoy it.
Did you want to play something?
There's a song called We Welcome You Home. Mm-hmm. It's not from this current release, but it's a lovely song I'd love to share.
By all means.
Okay.
Thanks.
I've resolved all my demons, or by singing and screaming my shame. Well, I have opened up all those dungeons, and I've laid with the bodies I've slain. I've seen the Christians and the pagans break the bread and they drink the wine. Join hands, sing the chorus. Oh, tonight, no, we'll never die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we welcome you home. Home. Oh, we welcome you home.
Yeah.
Well, we welcome you home. Home. Well, so good to have you back home. Well, these are your friends, oh, and some of them lovers, bombs bursting in air. Oh, as we run for cover, join hands, sing the chorus. Oh, tonight, no, we'll never die. But if we should happen to lose you, we will sing in the sweet by and by.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead.
Well, we welcome you home, home. Well, it's so good to have you back home. Hey, hey. Well, we welcome you home, home. Well, it's so good to have you back home. Well, we welcome you home, home. Well, it's so good to have you back home.
There you go.
Very good indeed.
Thank you very much.
Really. You grew up in a Mennonite community?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My family, my extended family still, my mother and father, still very much Mennonite. Mm-hmm. It's a lovely story. Where my parents moved down to Southwest Florida on the Gulf side in a small town called Immokalee, Florida. And there, with a few other families that moved down, started the church community. Mm-hmm. And my sister and I were raised there until we moved away. But for a time, Mom was wearing her covering, and we were attending church easily, you know, three times a week with our community meals and our gatherings. It's a real eclectic community in Immokalee. There's Haitian, there's Native American, there's African American, there's the farming community and whatnot. And so sometimes services would be trilingual, a very unique flavor of the Mennonite church down there in Southwest Florida.
Yeah. Now, I know Mennonites are often misunderstood.
Fair enough.
And there are, you know, several different varieties
of
Mennonites throughout the length and breadth of the United States.
That's right.
I'm not familiar with Mennonite music, let me put it that
way. Sure.
Do we hear any influence in your songs?
I think possibly with the writing. There always seems to be intent about community, mm-hmm. and we generally approach live performances as 50-50. It's 50% the musician, 50% the audience. It's mm-hmm. it's an equal approach of how we can gather together and share our strengths and share our burdens. Some say it's better than church. I've heard fans say, hey, this is better than church, not disrespecting church in any manner.
Of course.
But there's definitely a theme that, come on in. We know you're broken. So am I. Let's gather together and have a good time, and let's share some song.
That's Conrad Wirtz, and you can watch a video of Possessed by Paul James performing in the studios of our member station WAMU on our website, npr.org. By the way, Weekend Edition's theme music is composed by B.J. Lederman. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
All those words below their pillow. Oh, they're reckless and darling, oh, so weary. Too many words, all those words below their pillow.